I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A state report says 69 Colorado residents were prescribed aid in dying medications during the first year of a law that gives terminally ill people the power to end their own lives. The State Department of Public Health and Environment report says that of the 69 patients approved for the medication, only 50 actually filled their prescriptions. A program that would offer 100 fellowships for would-be teachers in rural areas of the state has cleared its first committee at the Capitol. The measure would give students $10,000 in their final year of student teaching. In return, they would commit to teaching in that school district. Colleges and universities and the state would split that cost. Republican Representative Paul Lundeen of Monument is backing the bill for now, but says the larger question is how to get more people interested in the profession in the first place.
I'm not at all convinced that this is the sort of program that at the end of the day solves our problems.
According to state education officials, nearly 17% of teachers leave the profession after 5 years. The big factors, they say, are low pay and the demands of the job. And jurors returned to deliberations this morning in the retrial of former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita. The Gazette reports jurors deliberated for 5 hours yesterday without reaching any decisions. The retrial of four corruption counts comes after a hung jury last year, as well as acquittals of other accounts. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.